Get Real is made for kids by the people at Wisconsin Public Television and the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
Major funding for Get Real is provided by the National Science Foundation, supporting education and research in science, mathematics, and technology, and by the National Endowment for Children's Educational Television. With special thanks to this station, supporting excellence in children's programming.
Get Real!
You're watching Get Real, and this is your show. Today, we're in Madison, Wisconsin, hanging out at the Madison Police Department.
Get Real!
This may be a lot like the police department in your town.
We're behind the scenes, checking out all the cool stuff they have here.
And on today's show, we'll also meet some really cool kids. Watch this!
We'll be going to St. Paul, Minnesota, and meet kids who do some high stepping.
And we'll meet a kid who just likes to hang.
And check out this girl's very unusual collection.
Right now, let's meet one cool guy. His name is Garrett Lewis, and he has spinal muscular atrophy.
Spinal muscular atrophy is an illness where your muscles don't work very well. So, Garrett gets around in a wheelchair.
He shows Get Real what his life is like in Roundout, Illinois.
If you ever see someone in a wheelchair, don't pity them.
Never be afraid. If you're curious, go up and say hi. Find out more about them. And prepare to be amazed.
Hi, I'm Garrett Lewis. I'm 13 and I'm in the 7th grade. I was born with spinal muscular atrophy.
Spinal muscular atrophy is a disease which doesn't allow my muscles to fully work as well as maybe yours would. Sometimes it can wear you down because you don't have as much muscle, but it doesn't really hurt. I'm not paralyzed because I'm in a wheelchair. I can still, if someone hits my leg, I can still feel my hand hitting my leg.
I have to use a wheelchair to get around, but besides that, there isn't much difference between you and me.
My school is a normal public school.
6 times 5 is 30.
I've been going to the school for just about a year now. Most of the kids didn't really know what to think. They were kind of confused that I was in a wheelchair. And most of them came up and asked. When kids seem uncomfortable around me, I'd rather have them ask the question and then they'll be more relaxed. I'm not gonna feel bad to answer their question. I'd rather answer them. Their questions and have them know more knowledge than to just sit there and be all uncomfortable. I like to play with my friends and listen to loud music. Last year in Hartford, Connecticut in the Victory Games, I won 4 gold medals. Now I'm the best in the United States.
The Victory Games are kind of like the Olympics for people that are physically challenged. I competed in 3 different events, the slalom, 60-meter weave, and bocce ball. The slalom is kind of like an obstacle course. I had to guide my wheelchair around cones, up and down ramps, stay in bounds, and do it faster than anyone else. In 60-meter weave, I had to guide my chair in and out of cones, on a course 60 meters long. Bocce ball is a sport that started in Italy. The best way to explain bocce ball is that it's sort of like bowling, but we don't use pins. Instead, we aim at a target ball, and the ball we roll is smaller. Setting goals for myself and hard work is how I got these medals. It's really important to set up goals and try and accomplish them, because if you just set a goal and then you don't even try and accomplish it, you won't accomplish it. You have to try your hardest.
I've traveled all across the country talking to people about what it's like to be in a wheelchair. I've been to Illinois, Florida, California, dude, and Wisconsin. I try and inform people about SMA and what it's like to be in a wheelchair. I try and answer as much questions as I can and try and get people not to be staring at me and be able to ask questions so they know. I think other people should learn how to deal with it. We can get around just like you. Instead of using our legs, we use our wheels. Sometimes I do feel like giving up, but I know giving up isn't going to help any more than not. I just try and think positive. All the negatives, I just try and turn into positives and keep on going. I don't want anyone to feel sorry for me or just think I'm a normal guy, but I can't walk.
If you have any questions or want to know more about kids like Garrett, get this book. It's full of questions kids have about people who are physically or mentally challenged. The name of the book is About Physical Disabilities, and its writer is Joy Berry. It's a pretty good book, so check it out.
Garrett is a cool kid, but spinal muscular atrophy is hard to understand.
We can understand it better if we know how our nervous system and muscles work. Our brain sends messages down our spinal cord through nerves, and that signals our muscles to move.
In Garrett's case, his brain sends a message down the spinal cord, but that message doesn't travel over the nerves to his muscles.
Our bodies have three kinds of muscles. The muscles which help us move are called the skeletal muscles. These muscles stretch out and get long, or they bunch up and get shorter.
When a muscle bunches up and becomes shorter, it also gets thicker. We call the muscle contracted.
When a muscle is long and stretched out, it's relaxed.
Contracting and relaxing happens all the time without hardly thinking about it, like when you bend and unbend your arm.
If you want to check out how your muscles work,
try this at home.
Place your left hand around the front of your upper right arm. The muscle that your left hand is on is called the bicep. It should be relaxed and stretched out.
Now have someone place a heavy object in your right hand and raise the object to your shoulder. Can you feel the difference in your muscle? Your muscle is contracting or bunching up. If you can't feel the difference, try a heavier object.
If your muscles don't get this regular kind of relaxing and contracting exercise,
they begin to atrophy or waste away. That's what's been happening to Garrett's muscles.
Now that we know how our skeletal muscles work in our bodies, let's check our nerves. Our nerves are like a superhighway where messages travel back and forth between the brain and all parts of our body, super fast. Some of these messages travel faster than a car, faster than a train, about as fast as a plane.
To test your nervous system, try this. Sit on a chair so your legs hang down. Cross one leg over the other. Have a friend tap your leg just below the knee.
But don't hit too hard.
For most people, if you tap the knee in the right spot, their leg will kick out.
This is called the patellar reflex. It's fun to check out how our bodies work.
Here's something else you can try at home.
Have a friend gently rub a toothpick on the bottom of your foot from your heel to your big toe. What do your toes do? There's a lot of awesome stuff to learn about our bodies. Scientists are still trying to learn more about diseases like spinal muscular atrophy.
And the more we learn, the better we'll be able to understand how our bodies work and how sometimes some people's bodies work differently.
This is a really neat cell.
It's in an elevator. Prisoners can't escape when moving from one part of the building to another.
This week's pit stop takes us to one cool place, and its name is...
We can't tell you its name because we want you to figure it out.
This week's pit stop takes us in search of the birthplace of Motown. Do you know where it is? The birthplace of Motown can be found in the state known as the Great Lakes State, in the city that's right next to the Canadian border. Oh, yeah. Motown is a music recording company that began back in 1959 by a man named Berry Gordy Jr. Mr. Gordy wanted his company to be named after his hometown. This town is known as the Motor City. So he combined the words motor and town, and, well, there you have it. But Motown is more than just the name of a recording company. It's a sound that influenced the music when your parents were kids. We went to the Henry Ford Museum, which is in the same city. It has a Motown exhibit, and we heard more about this sound.
Motown was popular for a number of reasons. One of them, I think, is that the lyrics of the songs really reflected what people's lives were about at the time.
Motown music crossed over racial lines, and for the first time, provided African Americans with a label all of their own. Today, the group Boyz II Men are on the Motown label. But if you think you'll find the heart of Motown in Philly, as in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, think again. If you already know what's going on, don't pass it through the grapevine. Because we'll be back later to take off our mitts and put our finger on some more clues. That was a clue.
What would you do if you saw a giant spider in your bathtub? Kill it? Scream? Call 911?
911.
This is where the 911 emergency calls are answered in Madison.
Paul Logan answers some of these calls. When should kids call 911?
Well, anytime a child has an emergency, or there's something wrong at home, or if they're out playing and someone gets hurt, or they see a crime, or they think that something's gone on that an adult should know about, is an appropriate time to use 911.
Most spiders you should leave alone until an adult can get to it, unless you're Erin Ellison. She's from Evansville, Wisconsin, and get this, she collects tarantulas.
Hi, I'm Erin, and my story has legs, but it could get a little hairy. Scientists call them arachnids. I call them Roy, Chili, Grundy, Fierce Tiger, Red, Midget, Blackie, and Rolf. I'm 9, and I have 17 tarantulas. They have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 legs. And when I bring these to school, most people think that they're dead spiders, but they aren't. They're just sheds that spiders do, like they shed their skin. For an example, let's say that you just wear jeans and t-shirts just for like one whole year, okay? And they're starting to get tight on you, so you have to go and get a new pair and take your old jeans and your old t-shirt off, and then you have to put on new jeans and a new t-shirt, and that's just like what spiders do. They just shed their skin to grow. Just need to be fed and like played with like once a week or twice a week. They don't need a lot of attention. Some of them have poisonous hairs, so like if they're scared of you or they feel that like you're bugging them or something, they might flick their hair off with this leg. There's been a lot of movies, myths about tarantulas, where the big huge tarantula is stomping off and kills people with his legs and knocks down buildings. Well, that isn't true at all. You really shouldn't be scared of them as a deadly creature. They're very nice. The next time you see a spider, don't freak out.
What cool tarantulas.
If you collect something that's really neat, let us know about it. Grab a pencil and paper. We'll give you our address later in the show.
Violent stuff happens every day.
So what would you do if someone hit you? That's this week's question. It comes from Anthony Berg in Onalaska, Wisconsin. The fourth grade class from East Elementary School in Waukon, Iowa, gave us their opinions.
If I was at a family party and a stranger came up and hit me, then I'd just go play with my cousins.
If I was on a playground and somebody hit me, I'd just ignore them and walk away.
I would ask them why and walk away.
I'd ask them why they hit me, and then I'd run home and get my older sister.
It would kind of depend how big they were.
I'd use my voice, not my fist, and tell them to stop.
I'd go tell the teacher.
If it was like an accident or something, I wouldn't care, but if they hit me on purpose, I'd go tell the teacher.
I'd say, I have a 6-foot brother that can protect me if you keep hit me.
If someone hit me, I would ask them, have you ever heard about the golden rule? And it means that you should treat others the same way that you want to be treated.
Easy as ABC. So, here are some more hints. Motown was started in a two-story building known as Hitsville, USA. Today, it's a museum that still has its original recording studio, the famous Studio A. It was here where the artists created that really cool Motown sound. But they didn't just use the usual instruments. They added to the music by stomping on the floor or hitting two blocks of wood together or rattling chains. You can find Hitsville, USA just down the street from the General Motors Building, one of the city's landmarks. And you can find this motor town in the lower part of the state that's shaped like a mitt. Do you recognize this face? It's a young Michael Jackson. He and his brothers were known as the Jackson 5. And they got their start at Motown Records. Keep thinking, we'll be back.
Officers here wear these uniforms every day. Maybe the police in your town wear something a little different.
These are special because if you see somebody wearing one, you'll know they'll help you.
And speaking of clothes, watch these girls from St. Paul, Minnesota. They compete in Highland dancing. The costumes they wear are just as important as the dancing they do. Elspeth Maple Driver and Lindsay Eastwood went to Duluth, Minnesota to compete in this type of dancing.
Highland dancing began more than 2,000 years ago. More than 2,000 years ago, warriors did the dances to scare away their enemies. Later on, other dances were developed.
This tradition started in the region that we now call Scotland.
Soldiers in the Highland Regiment still do the Highland dancing today to increase their physical endurance and concentration.
There's a lot of different dances, and each one has its own history.
The soldiers used to do the sword dance before battle, and they believed that if they touched the sword, they'd be wounded, and if they kicked it, they'd be killed.
Nowadays, when you're in competition and you touch the sword, you lose points.
The Highland Fling was danced, the soldiers would paint themselves blue, and they would dance it on top of a castle wall and scare away their enemies.
This is the outfit used for the sword dance and the fling. We have a kilt and a blouse and a vest.
Women weren't allowed to wear the kilt until the turn of this century, and so special dances were choreographed for the women to do, like the Scottish Rope.
This is the outfit for the lilt, and we have a petticoat, skirt, a blouse, a vest, and then this is called the plait and goes over your shoulder like that.
I started Highland dancing because I'm Scottish and it's part of my heritage. I've been taking Highland dancing for 2.5 years, and I like it because it's fun and I can travel around for competitions.
I've been taking Highland dancing for 1 year, and I like it because I like doing dances that take a lot of practice and skill.
Just follow the foot. That's good.
I just can't do the
And one, two, hold, and
McFarland is our teacher, and she was the first American to win the world championship.
Let me see your finish. Step, point. That's beautiful.
I'm a beginner, and I've been in two competitions.
Elspeth Driver from St. Paul.
I'm in intermediate, and I've been in more than 15 competitions, and these are two of the trophies that I won. Competitions were really hard at first, but after a while, they get easier. If you want to try something fun,
try Scottish dancing.
You don't have to be Scottish to do it,
but it helps.
In here, bars are everywhere. But this kid looks at bars a little differently. He's Ben O'Neill from Madison, Wisconsin, and he really flips for him. Jump, jump.
I started gymnastics when I was about 2.5, and I just kept on going because it was really fun. You really have to be committed when you start gymnastics because it takes a lot of time and energy.
As you can see, the mat is my friend.
The coach is very important because he tells me what I'm doing wrong, and a lot of times I don't know what I'm doing wrong, so he can teach me.
Okay. Yeah, you just kicked out again. You know, just make sure that you pull your feet around. You're reaching for the ground again.
Get ready to swim. Practice is important because if you miss practice, you can lose tricks. I practice 3 times a week for about 3 hours a day. This is my version of hanging out. There are 6 events for boys gymnastics: floor, pommel horse, rings, vault, parallel bars, and high bar. My favorite event is high bar because it's my best event, and I get a rush out of high bar more than any other event. I put chalk on my hands to keep from slipping. These are my grips, and I wear them for high bar and rings, and they make it easier to hold on.
They call this the pit bar because it's a bar over a pit full of foam.
It makes it softer when you land. This is my least favorite event. It's called the pommel horse. It's really hard. See what I mean? It takes a lot of strength to do all the events. I like to compete because you get to see other gymnasts and see how they're doing. I've competed in competitions around Wisconsin, also Minnesota, Missouri, North Dakota, Nebraska, and Iowa. Goals keep me going in gymnastics because I'm always aiming to do well in competitions and learning new tricks. I love gymnastics because I've been doing it for so long and it just grows on me.
Madison, Wisconsin is known as Madtown, but don't confuse it with Motown. Here's the answer to this week's pit stop.
Do you know where this toe-tapping music town is? It's known as the Motor City. It's home to the Henry Ford Museum. Oh, and let's not forget the world's largest tire and the giant arm of boxer Joe Louis.
Wow.
This mid-shaped state is Michigan,
and the city, Detroit, home of the Lions, the Tigers, and the Motown sound. At the Motown Historical Museum, you can learn how a kid off the street became a star. You can hear the music. Visit the original recording studio. Mix a little music for yourself. Play DJ.
Well, how did you like being a DJ for a day?
Learn to dance. And get the real story.
If you want Get Real to come to your town, write us a letter. Our address is Get Real, 821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53706. Or email us at getreal!@vilas.uwex.edu. You can also check us out on the World Wide Web. Our web address is www.wpt.org/getreal! It's been fun, and the people here have been great. Because Get Real gets around, I'm going out on patrol with Steve. But don't forget to, well, you know,
Get Real!
Drive around and meet people and talk to them and write about what you did.
It's not dangerous in quite the way as you might expect it. It's just a terrific way to make a living.
We're behind the scenes, checking out all the cool stuff they have here. We're behind the scenes, checking out all the cool stuff they have here. We're behind the scenes, checking out all the cool stuff they have here. We're behind the scenes, checking out all the cool stuff they have here. And on today's show,
today we're in Madison, Wisconsin, hanging out at the Madison Police Department. Today we're in Madison, Wisconsin.
Major funding for Get Real is provided by the National Science Foundation, supporting education and research in science, mathematics, and technology, and by the National Endowment for Children's Educational Television. With special thanks to this station, supporting excellence in children's programming.
Get Real is made for kids by the people at Wisconsin Public Television and the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. Next time, when it comes to pets, this girl thinks eight legs are way better than four.
Next time you see a spider, don't freak out.
What?
This is my version of hanging out.
Go to the mat with a cool gymnast and check out the fancy footwork of some Scottish dancers.
Prepare, prepare, prepare to be amazed.
Watch Get Real.
Next time, prepare, prepare, prepare to be amazed.
When it comes to pets, this girl thinks eight legs are great.
The next time you see a spider, don't freak out.
That's next time
on Get Real.
It's another rocking episode.
Don't miss
Get Real!